This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We got the latest figures on industrial production a couple of days ago. Factory output is another way to think of that. I'll give you the number, even though it's kind of meaningless all by itself, up a tenth of 1%. What's more relevant, probably, is the history of American manufacturing, and you gotta hope its future. Edward McClelland grew up right in the heart of that history, Lansing, Michigan, and the car industry back in the 70s and 80s. His new book about that place in that time is called Nothing But Blue Skies. Edward, good to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
Tell me about your high school, would you?
Well, my high school, it's called J.W. Sexton High School in Lansing, Michigan, and it was directly across the street from a Fisher body plant. The high school was completely integrated into the industrial life of Michigan to the point where people could walk across the street and just get a job right out of high school.
You actually ask this question, and you do it early on in this book. You say, I assumed universal prosperity was the natural condition of American life. And,
right.
And clearly you're not sure that that continues to be the case.
Right. I mean, we were on sort of a geometric pattern of growth, say, between 1948 and 1973. And then came the Arab oil embargo. All of a sudden, people wanted to drive small cars. And the American auto companies didn't want to make small cars. And when they did, they made terrible small cars. They made the Pinto. They made the Vega. They made my first car, the Chevette.
I had a 1972 Oldsmobile Cutlass 442 convertible.
No, that was a sweet car.
Red with a white top. That was a sweet car. And honestly, the stupidest thing I ever did was sell it. But that's a whole different interview. It does, though, kind of talk to how iconic American manufacturing became.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was what we were. It was what we did. And now we kind of don't do that anymore.
Manufacturing was so much a part of the identity and part of the economy of these towns. I was just in Flint this week, and Flint was a town where two-thirds of the people depended on General Motors for their livelihood. And Flint has gone from probably 80,000 auto workers in the late 1970s to 7,500 today. So even if you can replace those jobs, you can't replace those jobs with other middle-class jobs.
Tell me about that Fisher body plant now, though. What it looked like the last time you went back to Sexton High School?
It looked like a cross between Nagasaki and the Badlands. And I remember a sign on the fence as they were tearing it down that said, demolition means progress. Although what I found out was that this was actually one of the more hopeful or promising stories, because the plant was torn down not because they were pulling out of town, but because it was obsolete.
Yeah.
I mean, there aren't as many jobs as there were when I was growing up. At one time, there were 25,000 auto workers in Lansing, and now there are 5,000. But I think that has as much to do with automation as anything else.
Yeah, but automation and the way manufacturing has changed is the guts of this story, right? I mean, this is a book about people, but behind it is the way that manufacturing in this country has changed.
Well, it's that, and it's also foreign competition. When I was starting to look for a job in the early 90s and having a difficult time, I was fascinated with stories of these factory veterans from the 50s and the 60s who they got right out of high school, and within a year they had enough money to buy a house, to support a family. And America really was in a position that I don't think this country or any other country is ever going to be in again. And I think we have enough perspective on it now to ask, well, was the great American middle class that we took for granted as the American way of life, was that just a moment in history that we're never going to see again?
The latest book by Ted McClelland is called Nothing But Blue Skies, The Heyday, Hard Times, and Hopes of America's Industrial Heartland. Ted, thanks a bunch.
All right. Thank you.